12 to 4, Francie, Michelle and David in the afternoons.
And you're very welcome along to Monday's show. It's Francie, David and Michelle with you until 4 o'clock. How are you, Michelle? How are you?
Good, good.
David, good weekend?
Absolutely great. Watched the television, so very exciting weekend.
You watched the television?
And I got up and all the washing. Done up, wow. Washed all the dirty socks.
I bet you'll not beat what I did.
Go on, what did you do?
I gave birth.
Excuse me?
Take a listen.
3, 2, 1. Whoa! Whoa!
Well done, Francie.
You're doing great. Come on, Francie. Well done. I'm fine. Should you be short of breath, no?
Not bad, yeah?
I gave birth to twins and I didn't scream like that. What the hell were you at?
Oh, there's a bit of screaming, all right. We'll give you details in about 10 minutes' time. It's the lazy afternoon. It's Monday. We're here till 4. Some nights I stay
up, cashing in my... faces only mothers could love. Why do you think they're on the radio? Francie, Michelle and David in the afternoon.
And you're welcome back to the lazy afternoon. All right, are you ready? You'll be glad to hear I didn't give birth anyway. Hey. Mind you, it would have been a nice exclusive for Ocean, wouldn't it? Okay, no, what happened was, you know I'm training with Sligo AC?
Yes, yeah. I do.
And on Saturday, we went out for a 12-mile run with some of the gang and Michael O'Connell as well, who's the chairman of Sligo AC. But afterwards, I went to the cryo spa in Ross's Point. The idea is that once you get into this bath, you spend 10 minutes in it and it rejuvenates your legs. Here is how I got on when I went out to the cryo spa last Saturday.
So I got up on these steps, yeah?
The steps, yeah.
All right, okay. There's a seat here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sitting up on top of the bath now, right? And you put my legs in.
Step right, kind of.
Oh!
Start to feel it now.
Oh! Oh!
Now that you're halfway in, you're halfway in.
I'm only halfway in!
Francie, down you go. Another
step
now. Another
step. Down here, Francie. Down here. Oh!
You're doing
well.
Jeez. Just stay on your toes, Francie. You'll settle down in about 2 minutes.
As if I'm running, yeah? I done a swim on Christmas Day and it wasn't near as bad as this.
Oh, yeah.
Francie, breathe out. Breathe out.
It's like I've been in a labour ward, is it?
Somebody mentioned that, Francie. I did that.
I'm going to drop down, right?
There's a seat here, Francie, so you can sit down on the seat.
So this is like when you're dunking underwater for the first time.
Exactly.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Whoa! Whoa! Woo!
Well done, Francie. You're doing brilliant.
Come on, Francie.
Woo!
So, Francie, when you go to do the Dublin Marathon this year, you won't believe the recovery now you'll have.
I find it. Should you be short of breath, no?
You do hyperventilate a little bit, but you ease into it. Okay. And just deep breaths in and out, Francie, just to acclimatise.
You're
doing brilliant.
You can have a hot whiskey
now
in
Manor Hampton
tonight, Francie.
I'll have
more
than a hot whiskey.
How long after this?
You're going for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah. You've just took 3 minutes done, Francie.
Right.
But you've the hard work done.
I don't know what to say to you apart from I hope it worked because it seemed to be torture.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you'll be glad to hear I did spend the full 10 minutes in it. And the main thing you're going to ask me.
How'd you get on?
Did it work?
Yeah, did it work?
And it did work.
Really?
Yeah, with that night, after a couple of hours, legs, like new legs.
Really?
It was great
no
stuff.
Pains, aches, no. Anything?
No,
apart from the legs
great.
Getting into this bay, see, it must have had the tongue bit and it must have been hanging out.
You know what the funny thing was though, when I got into the bath and I went down on my hunkers, right, and I covered my shoulders, I got in and I was like like that, right, and I bit into my tongue and I was like and they were like kind of going, is he alright? Yeah. But yeah, and it was so cold, but it was really good, I've got to say. So thanks a million to everybody out there in the cryo spa in Ross's Point. It was great.
Okay, maybe cryo spa unrelated.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten tongue?
Yeah, I told you, I ate my own tongue at the cryo spa.
No, I've ever eaten tongue for your dinner, as in cow's tongue. Have you ever eaten cow's tongue?
I've had roast beef for a Sunday, but I've never had tongue.
Cow's tongue?
Yeah.
Eat it?
Yeah, have you ever eaten cow's tongue? My dad used to, and it's just when you're talking about there, I haven't seen it in years, but my aunt, as a treat, used to...
It's a treat?
What was a normal dinner then?
I'd hate to see if you got turkey and ham.
Oh, that'd be a mad once a year thing in our house now. No, my aunt used to boil these huge cow's tongues and they're absolutely massive and they'd nearly fill a saucepan and boil it up and send it down to dad as a treat. And you cut it up. It's a bit like luncheon meat, you know, or corned beef or
Corned beef. I don't know about you, right? But you were mentioning corned beef there. And when Mam and Dad used to make up, well, when I say Dad, Mam used to make up the sandwiches for us to go off to school, she'd wrap them in the loaf bread and you get them like that. Like, we had 9 lunch boxes because there was 9 in our house.
It was like a catering house.
Yeah, but anyway, sorry.
Just to get lunches.
Yeah, it was like a catering kitchen. But anyway, what I was saying was corned beef sandwiches every day.
Corned beef.
Yeah. And the same thing, the only good thing we used to get on a Friday was we used to get brown bread, right? Then you get ham on top of it, you get a bit of cheese, and we used to get chipsticks on top of it then.
Oh, do you know what I used to get every day without fail? Black banana sandwiches. Because they used to be squished in tin foil.
Do you not get cow's tongue, no?
No, that was Daddy. Daddy used to keep that all for himself because that was his treat.
I genuinely never
heard
of cow's tongue being eaten, honestly, never. Yeah. And it's awful, obviously.
Yeah, you buy it in the butcher.
Butchers.
To be honest, it looked it. Because literally, if you looked into the saucepan, all you saw was a giant tongue, which wasn't very appealing.
And it used to come sliced?
No, she used to buy it whole.
Right.
Boil it, cook it.
Yeah.
And send saucepan and all down to Daddy, and Daddy would take it out then and carve it.
There you go,
up.
Daddy. There's your tongue.
Like a lump of bacon.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lump of bacon, yes.
Oh, you must take that to the butchers.
I can't believe you've never heard of anything.
I thought we were bad with our corned beef sandwiches Monday to Friday and our bottle of milk wrapped in the loaf of bread, but cow's tongue.
I'm sure other people have eaten it.
Not me.
I'm sure they have. Okay, right. 083 3500 530 is the text, or you can call 0818 365 500. A song that always reminds me of being on the bog.
Carol.
Baby, you can do it. It used to be on in the car, and the bog, as in I mean turf. Up bag and turf. Right, Michelle, who have we got on line one?
On line one, we have Brian, who remembers his mum used to cook tongue.
Brian, how are you?
I'm not the worst for eating it anyway.
Will you tell us, where did you have it every day or what, or once a week?
No, Christ, we weren't that well off. When I was growing up, I'd tell you something, that you were glad to see a tongue. Never mind, they're going round now with big lumps of steaks, and you know, it's not doing them any good, the big lump of steak. They were better with a junk of a tongue, I'll tell you.
But where did you get it? Was it below in the local butchers or what?
Below in the local butcher shop, and it was brought home, and it might be left for maybe a day or two, and just then, like, you'd have to boil it first, naturally enough.
Right.
It might be boiled today, like, and you'd have to leave it in over until tomorrow, like. When it's begun good and cold, like, you'd skin it. You take the outside skin off it then, like.
And what does it taste like? Is it very tough?
You never seen anything tasted more like tongue.
No, but is it very tough, is it?
It's the opposite. You know, when it goes cold, you slice it fairly thin. And I tell you, if you throw a few chunks of that on a bit of, maybe it mightn't be the freshest either, a bit of old soda bread or maybe a bit of loaf bread that might be there for a couple of days, and put a good wallop a chef's sauce and it'd buy Jesuit bull cows after it.
And is that what you'd have? You'd have it on bread? You wouldn't have it with spuds or anything, would you?
Yes, you could eat it with anything you want. So there was no hard and fast rule or yes, whatever you were lucky enough to have with it, like.
And come here, is it an expensive cut?
Well, at that time it wasn't, so you'd get an old tongue maybe for a half a crown.
All right, okay.
You probably never seen a half a crown, God love you. I'd say, well, if you did, you'd probably have your first one, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, how many would a tongue feed?
There was 4 or 5 of us in the family, and so, Jesus, like, you'd have a good old... You wouldn't be hungry for that day anyway, like.
All right, okay. Well, listen, thanks a million for calling in.
Did you ever hear about the young fella, the fella that went into the shop to buy the pair of shoes when you're on about tongues? Like, there's several different types of tongues.
Right, well, tell us.
He went into the shop to buy a pair of shoes anyway, and the shopkeeper said to him, what size shoe do you want? He says, give me a 9, he says. So he gave him down the pair of 9s anyway, and Jesse tried them on, but he said, they're very tight. Tried them with the tongue out. He says, it's still there, he says.
Brian, thanks for that. That's brilliant. Brian, do you want to say hello to anybody when you're on?
And I said, all the ones that know the mad Mayo man. I'm Mayo, God help us.
Are you in Mayo now at the minute?
I am, I'm above on the top of Carrimore.
Where's Carrimore?
Down in Killasso, the second largest parish in Ireland.
And is it, are you up in a mountain or what? Or what are you doing today?
Well, no, I'm going up here now. I'm after passing up the Carrimore School, and I could nearly see down into Killoney where you're broadcasting from here.
Well, we'll wave at you. How are you doing, Brian? How are you getting up?
Right. I tell you something, fair play to you, you're looking good.
Listen, Brian, thanks a million. We must try and get some tongue in soon.
The butchers now get your tongue to do you all the good in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brian, give it up for him. Thanks a million. Fair play to you, Brian. Thanks,
good
Brian.
Luck, yeah.
Mind
luck,
yourself.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck.
Ocean FM with The Script and Hall of Fame. All right, if you want to register to play Where in the West with our very own Teresa Lowe, or as we like to call her, Michelle, because we can't afford the real Teresa Lowe, you can register now by calling Michelle / Teresa Lowe on 0818 365 500 or text 083 3500 530. We'll play in about a half an hour.
12 to 4, Francie, Michelle and David in the afternoons.